and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 13. Coming up, government working to make process for switching deposit accounts easier. Education Minister laws improvements in school governance and National Water Commission upgrading sewage network in the corporate area. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. In March 2018, exploration company Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. A survey vessel will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. Finance and the Public Service Minister Orly Shaw says the government is committed to making the process of switching deposit accounts between banks easier and hassle-free. Mr. Shaw says facilitating this process will help to increase competition among banks, which will in turn lower fees and charges to customers.
It is not beyond us to envision bank customers being able to sign a single form, paper or electronic, authorizing the new bank of their choice to execute the related processing work on your behalf without a need to repeat the Know Your Customer process, having already completed it at the bank from which you are switching.
Minister Shaw was opening the budget debate in the House of Representatives recently. He adds that discussions are already taking place with officials at the Bank of Jamaica to formulate the principles and standards to govern bank switching. Such regulations, he says, will ensure the integrity of the financial system is not diminished. He also notes that the government is committed to implementing a time-bound action plan to stop the predatory charges and fees by financial institutions. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid says the overall governance in schools is improving. Senator Reid says the improvement is a direct result of the increased emphasis on leadership training for all principals trained by the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL. He says the early childhood sector in particular has seen improvements, with 94% of students ready to transition to the formal education system.
The NEI report is coming out shortly, which will confirm that the leadership of schools have significantly improved. The performance of teachers have improved over time, and there is a direct correlation between the quality of leadership in our schools and how you hold teachers accountable.
The minister adds that regional school improvement councils are to be implemented to ensure a coordinated management structure is in place to keep schools accountable. Senator Reid was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The National Water Commission in WC is undertaking the improvements to the sewage network in sections of the corporate area. NWC President Mark Barnett says the work is a precursor to major rehabilitation and expansion plans for Kingston and St. Andrew.
As it is now, we are working in close tandem with the National Works Agency. And so wherever there is road improvement, road expansion, we are in working with tandem collaboratively to ensure that at least the artery of the sewer system is in place. So we will be installing sewer system along Constant Spring Road to the extent of the construction limit. We'll be doing the same thing on Agri Park Road once that construction started. And so we are doing that now in Barwick to ensure that we covered all of what needs to be done.
Mr. Barnett adds that a necessary and complete overhaul of the sewerage system in the two parishes may cost in excess of $500 million and would last for over 5 years. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, has organized a week of activities to mark World Consumer Rights Day on Thursday, March 15. Chief Executive Officer at the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says the week of activities will include displays at parish libraries in Falmouth Square in association with the Trelawney Chamber of Commerce and Yalas High School. Outreach officers will also conduct presentations at various schools, churches, and businesses. On Thursday, March 15, a seminar and mini-expo will be held at the Knutsford Court Hotel in Kingston under the theme, Making the Digital Marketplace Fairer, Access, Security and Protection. The seminar begins at 9 a.m.
This will involve presentation from experts and professionals and legislators and service providers discussing the impact of the digital marketplace on the life of consumers, the whole aspect of access, security and protection.
Mrs. Allen says the seminar will explore, among other things, protecting consumers from security and privacy violations when conducting electronic transactions, cross-border redress where providers reside in another jurisdiction, and unreliable internet service and broadband connections. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.